This is In the News in VOA Special English. More than half of the world's wealth belongs to just 2% of adults. A new study also found that 50% of adults own just 1% of all the wealth. The report is from the World Institute for Development Economics Research, part of the United Nations University in Helsinki, Finland. The Institute says the study of personal wealth was the first of its kind to include all countries and all major parts of household wealth. Researchers considered possessions, property, all physical and financial assets. They also took debts into consideration. They used information from the year 2000, and here is some of what they found. Adults worth at least $2,200 were in the top half of world wealth. The richest 10% were those worth at least $61,000. And the richest 1% had wealth of at least $500,000. 37 million people were in that top 1%. More than half lived in the United States or Japan. North America has only 6% of all adults, but 34% of all household wealth. Together, people in North America, Europe, and high-income countries in Asia and the Pacific hold almost 90% of world wealth. The study found that wealth is more unequally spread than income. Countries where people earn a lot generally have a bigger share of world wealth than of the value of world economic production. The opposite is generally true for countries where income is lower. The director of the Institute, Anthony Shorrox, offered a simple way to think of all these numbers. If the world had only 10 people, he says, one person would have $99. The other 9 people would have to share $1. An issue related to world wealth is remittances. People who migrate to wealthier countries to find work commonly send part of their earnings to family members back home. These remittances are often an important part of the economy in the countries that receive them. In fact, remittances represent the largest amount of outside financing for many developing countries. The World Bank recently reported the latest estimates. Remittances are expected to reach $199,000 million this year. This is a 6% increase from last year and more than twice the level in 2001. In dollar terms, Latin American and Caribbean countries receive more money through remittances than other areas. But as a share of their economies, recorded remittances are highest in the Middle East and North Africa. The United States is the largest source of remittances. But the World Bank notes that many developing countries that receive them also have large numbers of migrants in Europe. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Brianna Blake. You can learn more about development issues and download MP3 files and program transcripts at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Embers.